Give these out. Okay? See if the Lord is out of the marble pipes. Okay?
Go ahead. All
right, let's begin.
I hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Blame for making the effort to be here. Okay, let's go. Mishnah says in the beginning of Psochim the following. Everyone have? Let's see inside. Tomorrow we'll continue Chazar of Hashem. Okay? Let's see. Let's go. Thank you, Michael. Are you putting right here? Okay? Yeah, give out the mama cup. Pass out the mama cups. No. Pass out the mama cups. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Mishnah says the following. Let's see inside. All our boss are bunking us a chametz lo anir. On the night of Erev, the 14th of Nisan, we must check the chametz lo anir. For makom shein machnisim bo chametz in tzarf bedikin. Any place where we don't put chametz, there's no requirement to do bedikin. Let's see inside. Yeah, look inside the Me'amru. What's up, shout the Me'amru? Put the shiri behind you, keep the door open. Me'amru. Shnei shirus b'martef. Mokav shemachnisim bo chametz. Ve'shami omrim. Shnei shirus al pnei kol ha'martef. Ve'silil omrim. Ve'silil holds. What does ve'silil hold? Ve'silil holds not that way. Ve'silil omrim. Shnei shirus achitzona she'en al yonus. Ve'silil holds the two outer ones that are on top. Okay, so what you have here is, if you can picture in your mind a cellar, you walk in a cellar and there are 1,000 barrels of wine. There are 1,000 barrels of wine. What's it been? No, not this one. That was from. There are 1,000 barrels of wine, and you have to check to make sure there's no chametz in between each barrel. So how much do you have to do? So Basil says 20, and the Gemara says on Daf Ches, please get it. Can you picture it? You have 1,000 barrels, means you have 10 by 10. 10 columns by 10 rows, right? That's 1,000, right? We walk into a gigantic cellar, there's 10 by 10, that means there's 1,000 barrels of wine. You have 10 rows and you have 10 columns. So Beishil writes, you have to check between 20. Which 20? Either the top 20 of the first block you see, right? The first block you see is 100 barrels. So you either do the top two rows, which is 20, or you do the top row of the first block and the top row of the second block, which is 20. You got it? So Bezul holds 20 barrels. So Machlekes HaMoraim, which 20 barrels is it? Is it the top two of the first block, or is it the row of the first block and the top row of the second block? No matter what, it's 20. Beis Shammai is two days in HaMoraim also. Please get this. Beis Shammai holds that it's either 200 or 190. Why do I say 200 or 190? Because the first two blocks are what? Each one is 100, second one is 100. So you have to check the first two blocks, it's 200. The other sheet that I'm running within Beis Shammai holds, you see the first block you see is 100, and on the side is going to be 90 because they shear 10 common ones, right? So it comes out to be 190 in total. So that's the machlokes HaMoraim between in Beis Shammai and in Beis Hillel. Okay? Let's see Rashi. It's the first Mishnah Psachim. Zok Rashi. All our boss are Garcina, Laura, near the Gemara in the Forest Taina. Bolkin, you check the Chometz, Shalo Yavro Lava by Rabbi Matzah. Get down in your notes. Rashi writes, Bidikis Chometz is because a person should not be over the Yisra of what? By Rabbi Matzah. That's what Rashi writes for favorites. There's an Isalav in the Torah. You cannot see, you cannot find chametz. And Rashi says the purpose of Bedikah is to ensure that you will not be over the Baal Yerotah, who the Baal Yemotzeh. Okay? Rashi clearly writes that as a function of Bedikah's chametz. Is that clear to everybody? We check our home from chametz to see to it that we will not be over the Yisra by Rabbi Yemotzeh. So Rashi writes the favors from the beginning of the Sabbath. Taisus. All our boss are broken to chametz lo anir. Zok Taisus perish our country is Shalom Yahweh Rabbi Yemotzeh. The caution to read Kevin it's sarach bittul kedamer begamora avodik sarach shiavakol. One who checks his chametz not enough. You have to do bittul. Umbidi elaisa bittul baal masagi. The Gemara daf dalo them at base has a line that says on a diraisa level all you have to do is bittul of kol chamira. Okay, get down in your notes. What's the mechanics of bittul? So Tosis later on and daf dalo them at base already points out that the mechanics of bittul is mitam hefker. You notice in the formula of Koch Amir, you say ka'afra da'ara, ka'hefker also. Tosis learns that bittul is mitam hefker. You relinquish ownership of the chametz. Therefore, the Torah prohibits you to own chametz, your own chametz, but not if it's not yours. Now Rashi and Targum Unkelus have a different shot, along with the Ramban. They write but basically Tashbisu, with the Ramban as well, and Targum Unkelus, is Tevatlun. There's a special Tzerzakosim that you can declare your bread to be like a piece of dirt. It's a virtual way to making a piece of dirt. The Torah prohibits you to own bread, not a piece of dirt. Not that it's Hefker. That's why you say Kafta Da'ara. When you formulate in the Koch Amira that there is a machlokes for how you actually, the mechanics of it, the works. You say Hefker because you're holding like Tosis. You say Kafta Da'ara because you're holding like Rashi and Ramban, and also the Targum Unkelus as well. That it's Tzerzakosim. So it's a very important machlokes to know what the mechanics of bittul are. Also, another important point regarding this, regarding bittul, does bittul work only on chametz yadua? I'm sorry, does bittul only work on chametz she'eni yadua? Unknown chametz? Or does bittul work on chametz yadua? You ever stopped and noticed by the Koch Amira at night? At night you only say the unknown chametz. In the morning when you do the bittul, the bittul is on the chametz en yadua and yadua, both as well. So there's a major machlokes, two gerses in the Kesef Mishnah. Shtei gersos, the Kesef Mishnah Barambam. Shtei gersos, the Kesef Mishnah Barambam. Does chametz work on en yadua? Bittul mo'il al chametz yadua or not? For sure it works what? On chametz en yadua, and therefore at night we don't say chametz yadua, in the morning we even say chametz yadua. Someone plug in the machlokes. If the whole bittul's mitam hefker, then it should work even on what chametz yadua. Why not? I can be machker my basketball, I can machker my football, I can machker anything at all. But if you hold it, if there's a kosher of tashbisu tevatnu, then maybe that special series that kosher of tashbisu tevatnu was only ne'amar on chametz en yadua, was not ne'amar on chametz yadua. So those two gear souls are whether bittul works or chametz yadua might depend on the actual mechanics of how bittul works. Okay? Very, very critical. And that's how we include it in night and in the day. Moreover, let's just mention, the Mishnah writes in the beginning of the second parak, quotes a machlokes in Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum as to the definition of tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz ala sreifa. You must do burning. We hold like this in Shulchan Aruch, certainly with Achiva. Reb Chaim has a whole shtickle tell that the din in the chetzah, it's got to be burnt according to Reb Yehuda. Come and beg the difference, say tashbis is a din in the gabra. And therefore what? You can actually put that in. Din chetzah, that's how Reb Chaim has a whole shtickle tell on the Rambam. How we explain this machlokes in Tanoi. Come and say, mefar ach, mefar leruach, you can crumble it up and throw it to the wind or throw it to the sea. It's a din in the gabra. There's no specificity how, in fact, you have to what dispose of the chametz. It's a machlokes reviewed in the chametz. We ideally hold it reviewed. So, mostly, this machlokes reviewed in the chametz, and chametz yadua. Many ask, how could Rashi, the Ramban, say tashbisu is tevatlun? When tashbisu could be chametz, either burn it or crumble up to the wind of the sea, right? How could Rashi and Ramban say it's a passive type of way of just in your thought process, where you and the chametz say physically you got to get rid of it? So the Minchas Sinai Chametz is two dinim in tashbisu. One din is the passive element, which is the bit of the machshav in your mind or a verb formulation. And then there's an active type of tashbisu where Rav Yehuda and Rav Chaim argue how you can do that active tashbisu. That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to say Rashi will jive against the one, will jive against the Mishnah. Minchas Chinuch get it down to the two dinim in tashbisu. The Pnei Yeshua is a bit different. The Pnei Yeshua writes, Jason, that the whole machlekes of eating the chametz by what? Chametz Yadua. Rashi, the Ramban's Chiddush, that Tashbis is the Bible, works on what? Works on what? Chametz She'eni Yadua. Excellent, Lucky. So in two ways that Rashi could jive with the machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah, beginning of second period. Either like the Minchas Chinuch, that there's two dinim in Tashbisu, or like the Pnei Yeshua, that if you nechama argue on chametz what? Yadua? The chametz She'eni Yadua, you can fulfill with Tashbos of the lay. That goes well with what we said earlier, and then not to mean it. Because he said, according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Targum Uklis, maybe Bittul only works on Chametz She'eni Yadua. But if you hold Bittul's Mitam Hefker like Tesis, then it could even work on Chametz what? Yadua as well. So get this shtickle on Bittul. Very important. Okay? Moreover, we should just note that Tesis writes, that's Tirkel. Moreover, we should know that according to Tesis, that Bittul is Mitam Hefker. You should require Hefker b'fnei what? B'fnei three people. The Gemara has in the Dorim adapnem, hey, Hefker b'fnei shlesha. In order to be makir, now you must be done in front of three people. When you do bittul, do you do it in front of three people? No. So what's the pshat, Adam? The requirement to do Hefker in front of three people is only to do a bonum. I mean, if you rest well, you can do Hefker yourself. It doesn't have to be done in front of a beis din, in front of three people. The whole requirement of only three by Hefker is only a what? A dinder abonim. They suspended that dinder abonim when it came to what, Avi? Bittul chametz. You follow me? So get that down also. According to the taste of Bittul's mitam Hefker, you should have to require tashbisu bittul in front of three people. So Taisa says there was a requirement to have it in front of three people. It's only dinder abonim. But you obviously don't need it in front of three people. And that dinder abonim was suspended in the context of bittul chametz. Okay, we got it clear? So based on all this, the Gemara says, "M'sochem and Dalim this be the rice of Bittul Baal Masagi." All you have to do are to get rid of the Isra by Rabbi Matz is to do Bittul and Bittul alone. So how on earth can Rashi say that the institution of B'dikas Chometz is in order to make sure you're not over by Rabbi Matz? What do you mean? All you have to do is do Bittul, says the Gemara and Dalim in the face. How could Rashi say that B'dikas is needed? How the Gemara says later on that Bittul alone is enough. That's Tosfos' strong passion that he has on Rashi. Okay? Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't say the problem is that
Chomet Shavar
Pesach.
Why?
I guess they
cannot do it. No, Chomet Shavar Pesach is something else.
I know, but
that's Chomets that Pesach passed over. It's a machlekes of Yudim and Shimon. And that both that's when it's a knas or a diraisa. We hold like a Shimon. It's a knas because of both Chomim. Chomets Shavu Pesach only in the Rebbe. We're talking about Chomets on Pesach itself.
But you're not
going
to go down to your seller.
Then
you might
want
to check because you're
okay. Could Malkum Shem Machnis and both Chomets ain't Sarah Medika? But as Rashi elucidates, the Shamish goes down there. People go down to the seller. In a Konami, but then Shimmy can marry out children, it's impossible. When you have children, there is no place, Shane Machis and Mohammed. It is impossible, okay? But you're right, in theory, if there would be such a case, that is correct. But we're not talking about such a case. Okay, very well. Back to Tosfos. Tosfos practiced this strong Kasha and Rashi, therefore Tosfos, because of his Kasha and Rashi. Does everyone have the Gemara, please? Chomim says Tosfos argues wholeheartedly on Rashi because Chomim says not mitam that you're going to be over by Rabbi Matzah for a new reason complete. Zok Tosfos. Nenira Lari. Davagav Desagi the Bittul Baalme Echmiru Chomim Livdol Chomim Ulevaro Shelo Yavo Liachlo. Zok the Re. Even though Bittul alone is enough, the Chomim were Machmir Zogin. Why were they Machmir? Because a person should not come to eat it. Person should not come to eat the chametz. Eating chametz is what punishment? Chorus. Excellent. If you do it, amazing. Therefore, the chametz were very nervous. We better check our homes. Completely different reasoning than Rashi. Tais Rashi says Shelo Yavo by Rabbi Matzah. Zok Tosfos Shelo Yavo Tam Rishon. We're going to write Tam Rishon Shelo Yavo Liyakbo. You're not going to come to eat it. Continuing in Tosfos, the Chayin Mashmal Kamar, and similarly, it's Mashmal implied later on in the Gemara Yudim that it's the Boy Rabbah. Well, they had a shy lalach lamaisa. Remember, we always say bai is a shy lalach lamaisa. Kash is a kash and lamdis. The boy rather, well, that's a shy lalach lamaisa. Kikar bishmiku rabachulei. Do you have a kikar on the top of a beam? Do you have to do bedikas chometz? What's the shayla? Do you need a ladder to go up and bring it down? Or no? Do we say the chomim did not impose such a tirch on you to get a ladder? Or no? Maybe it's going to fall from the beam and you're going to come to eat it. What do you see from the Gemara Chor? That the reason why you should do bedik is because you might come to what? Eat it, Zoktaisis. He says, the mice you see from that Gemara, he says, the chemash with the commander boy, well, the kikam is mikur, the chulei, the dunas in the muffle, us in the mikhlei, you cut it, fall down and come eat it. So you see Chor from the Gemara, the reason why you do bedik is chomets, because you might come to eat the chomets. Got it, Akiva. Completely different reason than Rashi. The chay, please get it. V'atam sheichmiru kan tzvei mibishar yisri anor, so yitzvichun levare mishum lechomets mutak al asana v'nesa rak v'pesach, v'lo bedirim inei, kidam ele kaman. V'lo domi v'vasa b'chol v'or le kiwai kem, sheisru niyit noeg, isru oilom. Isru says, if bedikas chomets is needed, so you shouldn't come to eat it, what about ham? What about basar b'chalav? What about orla? Basar b'chalav and orla. Those things are yisrael anah. Not just asar to eat, it's asar for profit. Can't give it to your dog. Why don't I have to check my home to make sure I have no orla? Bedikas orla. Bedikas basar b'chalav. Why is there no einfab? Einfab means a concept of what? Bedikas basar b'chalav. Bedikas orla. Why not? Why does it only exist on chometz? So taisvus, because why not kare zogin avi? What is the lesson of taisvus? Chometz is mutter the whole year, we're used to it. It's only usher on Pesach. The main line might come need it. We know usher b'chol is always usher. You're not going to come need it. There's no need to have a deacon. You got that? Okay, we use that smallest simile, Avi. I know you were thinking about for the Mordechai. Why did the Mordechai say this in the Shemashu? Because of the chum of what? Of course. But someone asked me after Shir, a few guys asked me. Remember we said this from Ashur, the Gemara Sochem Daflamin, there's no ratios of bittul, we learned in Aloha last week. Right? The Gemara doesn't say why there's an Isra Mashur. Rambam says because why? Chometz is a what? Dover Shesh Tematiri. What does the Mordechai say? Because there's a Chumar Nekaris. So they suspended all the dinim of bittul. So what did someone ask me after Shir? Chayim and Dam are also Chayim Karis for. Why didn't they suspend the dinim of bittul by Chayim and Dam? The answer is, Avi, Chayim and Dam is usher every day of our lives. You follow me? Chometz is not, therefore they needed to tag a chum of Yisrael Mashu on Chometz, not on Dam and Chayla. We didn't say that in Shir. What? That's what the Mordechai says. The cash is on the Mordechai. The cash is on the Mordechai. The Yisrael Mashu is based, predicated on the fact that Chometz is a chum of the Karis. So the cash is, but Chayla and Dam also is Karis. Why is there no Yisrael Mashu by Chayla and Dam? The answer is because why? Chayla and Dam is usher every day. The whole cash and the answer is within the Mordechai. Okay? Alright, very well. Aaron, real quick, go ahead. No, it might happen, but you're right, it is showgate, but it might happen. We don't want to be negligent. Create a scenario, we want to have a public policy that nothing will take place, it'll be negligent. No, completely, you might come to eat it. I don't tell stop, nothing with Rashi. It has nothing to do with Bayer Alamath, you might come to eat it. Finished. That's the din of Bidika. Okay. Tosa says the next line, let's look. The Nozer Nami Isur Shori Lachrini. What does that mean? What do you mean the Nozer Nami? A Nozer is prohibited to what? Drink wine, eat grapes. Is that correct? Why doesn't a Nozer have to do Bidik in his home? That there are grapes. Why not? Or wine? Because there are other members in the household that can drink wine and eat grapes. So there's no din to have what? Bidikin. That imposition that the chumah would impose on someone would not impose to a nazir because other members of the household are not nazirim. That's what he means when he says shari lachrini. You follow me? So the marsha in the back of Tosis, please get it, says he says ayin marsha, ayin marsha on the side. The marsha changes the word nazir to neder. Get down why? Why does he change it to neder? Because what were the examples that Tosis gave? Yisuri achil or yisuri anah, Michael? They were yisuri what? Anah. Basar b'chalav, orla. A nazir is not asr b'anah. A nazir can make $1 million selling grapes. So it's asr for him to eat and drink. So why does Tosis even bring up nazir? Nazir is only asr b'achila. Something that's Asr Ba'achila and Asr Ba'anoa Tosos was dealing with. But something that's only Mr. Achila, you would not entertain to have a minyan in Tzedika. Why? Why should you? Why should you? Only something that's Asr Ba'achila, Asr Ba'anoa, does that come up as a topic that Tosos entertains, maybe you need Bidika. But something that like a Nazar, which is not Asr Ba'anoa, why would you even think you have to do Bidika's comments? So therefore the Maharsha changes the word from Nazar to what? To Neder. And you took a netter, I took a netter not to eat or derive benefit from oranges. Oranges, let's say. Use an example of oranges. That netter engenders Jeremy not only nisr to what? To eat, but also nisr to what? To derive benefit. So therefore, Nidarim, I would think, is a topic that is also Bachil Asamana. Why don't I have a requirement to do Bidika on my oranges? Why is there no requirement for me to do Bidika that I have no oranges in my home? What does he say? Because I'm the only one in my household that took the netter not to eat the oranges. Everyone else is mutter of oranges. Okay? So please get that down. That's how the Marshal changes it. So Rabbi Ganak has in his sefer a beautiful chiddush. Rabbi Ganak writes the following. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz in the beginning of Pesachim, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he keeps the word nazar. He keeps the word nazar. Don't change it to netter like the Marshal does. He keeps the word nazar. You keep the word nazar, how do you read the Tosfos Uri? You read it like this. Granted the nazar is only asr b'achila, it's mutter b'hadah. But there's a Gemara in many places in Shas that says, s'chor s'chor l'karmel l'sikru. The Torah says a nazar is not allowed to walk through a vineyard. He must walk around it. S'chor s'chor l'nazira l'karmel l'sikru. Circumvent the vineyard, he cannot walk through. Because Rav Finn's going to pluck a grape off and eat it. So Rabbi Ganak wants to say a beautiful pshat in the Sefer. He wants to explain in the Sefer Gan Shoshanim, there's a mitzvah essay that a nazar has to keep his kedusha. Gogol yeh pererosho. He has to keep his hair long, he cannot cut it. He has to keep the kedusha that is imbued upon him and keep it strong and steadfast. There's a mitzvah essay to keep alive this kedusha. So granted a nazar is only also b'achila, but it's mutter b'ana, but there's a mandate for a nazar to ensure that he keeps his kedusha. So I would have a havamina that part of that mandate to keep his kedusha was that he should have to check his home to make sure there's no grapes and wine. Kamash Malan, Tosa says, since the grapes and wine are mutter for other household members, you don't need a bidik. Okay? That's the pshat in the Tosa. So the first reasoning we have is because you might come to eat it. Then Tosa says a Tam Shani as to why you need bidikas chametz. Tosa says a Tam Shani is the following. So Tosa Inami Shani Chomet Shechmiru Bolteo La'abur Rabayra Bayamat Shechmiru Chom Libdok L'Lara Fid Eichad Abitlu Mishim Nehuma Asi L'Mechlei. What does Taisa say? Phenomenal Kiddush. Why do you have to do Bidikas Chomet according to Taisa? Called the Tikkun Rabban and Kain Dirais of Tikkun. You know how many Shurim there are about Chomet the Torah has? At least five. Can't see it, can't find it, can't eat it, can't derive benefit. There's Taruvus, there's Nuksha. The Torah is so nervous about the Isra of Chametz, come and say we have to follow suit. And therefore we instituted a Bidika to make sure that what we root out Chametz from our homes. Okay? So we'll write it like this. Call the Tikkun Rabbanah, like the Gemara Erev and Naflamin, call the Tikkun Rabbanah, Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. That's the Kiddush that we want to present in Taisus. And Taisus says a completely different reason. Not that you're going to come to eat it. It's just we feel we have to do something proactive too. As Chachamim. And therefore, if the Torah is so nervous about Yisrael Chametz, we have to institute doing Bidikas Chametz. And each day he needs to get on his hands and knees and check to see that there's no Chametz. Okay? So we see clearly, Michael, that there's a completely distinct reasoning why we do Bidikas Chametz. Okay? Let's just note, get down. Mr. Brew quotes the Arizal, we're supposed to set out 10 pieces of chametz when we do Bidikas chametz. It's very good to get the kids involved. I'll pick up all of, there's a reason why 10 as well. The Gaon in Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of the page in the Bir HaGrah says there's no need at all for this. Mr. Brew quotes the Gaon as well because he says the din is, what's the rationale behind that Arizal? Because if you don't find any chametz, it'll be a brachal of a tala. That's why we put out number 10 as I'll pick up all. But you must put out piece of chametz because if you don't find anything, Adam, it'll be a brachal of a tala. The Vilna Gaon says, what are you talking about? The notion of bedikas chametz is not really that you have to find chametz. What's the nature of the din? To seek it out, to search. Even if you don't find, the bracha's fine. Even if you don't find anything, the bracha's fine. And therefore, according to the Gaon, there is no need to put out anyone, to put out any piece of bread, because the bracha is on what? The bracha is on the actual process of searching and seeking. Therefore, there is no chash on a bracha l'tola. And the Gaon writes in two words, v'chein l'hamapil. What do you mean, v'chein l'hamapil? You look in that Gaon. What's the bracha of Amapil? That's exactly the bracha of Amapil, says the Gaon. Because the bracha of Amapil is in the process of going to sleep. Let's say a guy never falls asleep. Did he say a bracha of Amapil? He can't fall asleep one night. Let's say, God forbid. Is the bracha of Amapil a bracha of Amapil? No, not at all. Because it's in the process of going to sleep. They say from the Priskarov that he didn't say Amapil because he was afraid he never would fall asleep. Look, who? That's a Pella. The Gaon says it's not on the actual sleeping. It's on the process of going to sleep. And therefore, you see a very clear comparison between bedikas chametz and hamapil. So that's a very important machlokes. So can we follow the Arizal? Mr. Peru recommends we should do like the Arizal to put off the chametz. But I want you to know this machlokes. So clearly, we see three reasons why we do bedikas chametz. Three reasons: Rashi, Kedush Lo Yavur, Bayom Lo Yomase. Tosos, because you shouldn't come to eat it. So this is the second reason, called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kenya Resha Tikkun. The Torah is very nervous about the chametz. The Rabbanu follow suit and enacted something proactive that we should seek out our homes from chametz. So we're left with the following. What are we going to do with Rashi? Place this kasha. Rashi is a stark and kasha. And at the Arisa level, all you have to do is do bittul. So how could Rashi tell me that bedikas chametz is needed, that you should not transgress by your own way? What are you talking about? Bittul alone is enough. So there's a very long ram, and when you learn psachim, many people spend weeks on this ram. Okay? And the first daf and the daf that I read from the ram, from the beginning to the end, I remember we spent hours on this ram. Okay? The ram basically says the following. The ram basically says, at least in our interpretation, for our purposes now, that Rashi is talking about a situation that you did not do bittul. Meaning the Mishnah is talking about a rutimta where you did not do bittul, and you're not going to do bittul. We know, of course, bedika comes before bittul. So the situation at hand is that you will end up not doing bittul. Plus the fact that bedika comes first. And he postulates in Rashi that on a D'oraisa level, your right bittul alone is enough. But when you don't do bittul, what will get you out of Bayram Bayram Matzeh? What? Bedika, excellent. And that's how the Ron wants to say pshat in Rashi. That's the real upshot in Rashi. Not retroactively, no, stop. You don't have any chametz around. You want to ensure before this man is so you won't see any chametz. What do you want to be the case? You do bittul. You do bedika. Stop doing bittul. The case was you didn't do bittul. I know you forgot. Like whatever the sukkimta would be. You didn't do bittul. You forgot to do bittul. Happens quite often. People forget to do bittul. So the Mishnah is talking about a case according to Rashi where you did not do bittul. You only did bedika. But since you clean your home beautifully, you made sure you had no chametz, disposed of all the chametz. Therefore, you were not transgressed by your Abaye Matzah. That makes a lot of sense. It's a bit difficult because why? It's an ukimta in the Mishnah, and the Rashi doesn't elucidate this. But this, nonetheless, is the upshot of the Ron. As I said, it's a very beautiful Ron. He spent hours on the Ron, but the upshot of the Ron to save Rashi is that exactly. Okay. When I was in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, I saw the Sefer Michos Elazar. You know who the Michos Elazar was? The great Nun Katya Rav. He was a great guy. Mamish Nukol Torah Kulim. The Michos Elazar. And he writes, the great Munkach wrote in two different places in the Chubas. He has a different shot to save Rashi. Completely different. He wants to suggest the following. Let us begin like this. This lav of Bal Yerah Bal Yamatzeh is a lav in the Torah, of course. Are you Chayav Malkus for this lav or not? Excellent error. Excellent Michael. Rambam writes, by your own way, Matzai, Ain lokin a lav because it's a lav shame of maisin. Seeing and finding is not a maisin. Correct? That's doing an action. Ain malchus because lav shame of maisin. Rabbi writes in the very beginning of Hilchos, lav shame of maisin. Very beginning of halachas, Hilchos coming to maisin. If I'm not mistaken, it's Perek Aleph, halacha gimel. Okay? Rashi, I gave you, in the Marma Kamish, you look up all these inside. Rashi in Sochim and Sadi, Hey, Amanav Timas, Golo Tasim, Inayim, argues with the Lama. And he gives a different theory, Greg, why a person is not high about this for Bayer Ava Motse. Rashi writes, because it's a law, Anitak, Laese. What does that mean, that it's a law, Anitak, Laese? It's considered to be what? Remedy with an essay. That you can what? You can burn chametz. So the law of Rabbi Matzah is remedied and fixed by the essay of what? By the essay of Tashbisu. And therefore we find that law of Rabbi Matzah can be remedied with the essay of Tashbisu in a very clear, distinct fashion, that if you have chametz, go ahead and burn it. Therefore, since it is a lav hanitak l'essay, there is a cloud in the Gemara Makas and Nachtet Zion, that any lav hanitak l'essay, nachai malchus for stealing, gezel, there's a mitzvah of Hashem Sagzela. Therefore, since there's a mitzvah to return the stolen object, there's no malchus on gezel. There's no malchus at all. No malchus by Gneva as well, because there's a mitzvah of Hashem Sagneva. Therefore, any lav that can be remedied by an essay, there is no malchus. No malchus at all. So therefore, Rashi argues with the Rambam. Please get it. Everyone agrees by Rambam Matzah, there's no Malchus. Question is why? Rambam writes the Lav Shem Maisa. Rashi says the Lav Anitak Lesa. Oh. So the Minchas Elazar wants to say the following. Beautiful Kiddush. He gives a muscle. Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that there's a mitzvah essay to destroy any Avodah Zarah. Rambam writes that the famous. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to be rooted in. There's a mitzvah to pursue it, find it, root it out. That mitzvah of Rafifa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Everywhere else in the world, you find a Avodah Zarah, a mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zarah. But by Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of Rafifa. So the shaila is the following. What is the definition of Tashbisu, the mitzvah essay in the Torah, Jason? Rav Yudah said what? Burn it. Chamim say, crumble up to the wind, throw it to the sea. Chamim said, it's not enough. Chamim say, not only do you have to burn it, not only do you have to crumble up and throw it to the sea if you don't let it come in, you must seek it out and you must find it. The Rabbanim set in a new definition to the din of Tashbisu, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. They set in a new definition. Not enough to burn it. Not enough to crumble up and throw it to the wind and sea. You have to seek it out and find it. And any time the Rabbana institute a directive how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you don't listen, what happens? Not only are you not yotzei mid the Rabbana, you're not yotzei mid the d'oraisa. So the Rabbana said, what is the definition of tashbisu eitan? Not just burn it, seek it out and find it. And if you don't listen to the rabbinic directive, not only are you not yotzei mid the Rabbana, you're not yotzei what? You're not Yotze Giraisa. So therefore, if you don't do Bedika, Jason, you know what happens? You're not Yotze Tashbisu. And according to Rashi, what is Tashbisu? It is the remedy of the law of what? By your Rabbi Matzah. And if you don't have the remedy, what are you left with? The law. Memela Rashi says, Bokinis Achamitz L'Hor Anir, Kideish Lo Yavor Arav by Rabbi Matzah. Because if you don't do Bedika Aro, you're not Yotze Tashbisu, and if you're not Yotze Tashbisu, you don't have the Nituk. You don't have the remedy for the Lav of Bayi Rabbi Motzei. And therefore, that's exactly what Rashi is driving at when he says Bedika's Chametz is to make sure you're not over Bayi Rabbi Motzei. Because once the Rabbanim say you got to do this, and that's the definition of Tashbisu, becomes tagged on, locked into Tashbisu, if you don't do it, you're not Yotze even Midyaraisa. And therefore, if you take the Minchas Alozes approach in Rashi, you don't have to say like the Ron Michael. Rashi's talking about, well, you did do Bittul. You did Bittul. Shkoyach, you did Bittul. But you have to do Bittul, and you have to burn it, and you have to seek it out and find it. You follow me, Akiva? Because if you don't seek it out and find it, you don't get the rabbinic directive, then the whole thing implodes. Then you don't have the need to go up. Of Tashbisha to save the lava by Rabbi Matzah. That's how Rashi is broken as a Chumash learner today. Shulah lava or lava by Rabbi Matzah. You follow me? That's why by Rabbi Matzah is not Chai Malkus. Because you have Tashbisha. It's a beautiful shot, he says. Beautiful Chiddush. That's what he wants to suggest the Chiddush. And I'll bring you rise to this. I wrote a whole article on this once. The Rosh, in Pesach I'll bring you Raya. The Rosh says in Arvit Tzachim, if you eat Shmura Matzah, the five kizaisim we said you gotta eat, the five, one of the fellows in the shul was arguing with me, you're gonna have to have five, maybe four. He didn't want to have five, he thought it was too much. But I said, certainly the Chachim, you have to have five. Pashtus is the Chachim, you have to have five kizaisim. It's a lot of kizaisim. Imagine if you sit at the table and you eat the Shmura Matzah without a seva. Without a seva, what's the din? You're not yotze at all, the Rosh says. What? Haseva is with your rice and the Rabbanah. The institution of Haseva. The Rabbanah doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash to eat Haseva. The world said there were two takanas to express Chayrus on Pesach. What were the two takanas? Arba Kaseh Takinu Rabbanah. The Gemara is a Kuftet Zayin in the base. Arba Kaseh Takinu Rabbanah. And what else? Haseva. That's why the world said Arba Kosel is not mentioned in Manishtana. It's an extension of Haseva. Haseva is mentioned. Subsumed under Haseva. It's all the same takanah. There were two takanas, but it's all really the same thing to express chavis. I have a derisive mincid each shmur matzah. I think the rabbanim eat it b'seva. You tell me I'm not yotze at all. Make a split. Say I'm yotze in the rice, I'm not yotze in the rabbanim. No. The rush wants the rabbanim tag on, lock in a directive how to fulfill a mincid rice, and you don't listen based on the power invested in them, based on the tassur. That's one of the makaros. Lo tasur to catch the Mishnah right to the Pesnar of the Sula. Lo tasur means you cannot deviate from the words of the Chumash right or left. They can create a new holiday like Hanukkah. Gemara and Shabbos, what that? Chav Gimel went out. Hechon Sivanu. How do we say Shikki Shabbat 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 by Hanukkah? Where is it in the Torah? Rav and Abai give two answers. Lo tasur and Shel Avicha. You say, Shel Avicha is a kenech of Yom Uvah. Shel Avicha is a kenech of Yom Uvah. Two, Machlin Shrov and Abai. They have the power invested in them to create a holiday. They also have the power invested in them to give you a directive how to fulfill a pre-existing mitzvah d'oraisa to the degree if you don't listen, the whole thing implodes and you're not going to say at all. And that's exactly what the Rosh is driving at. There are many examples for this. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes at the beginning of Brachos, the first talk, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Chum, you can recreate Mount Zohen, first Mishnah in Shas, to Chatzos. If you read Kriyas about 3 o'clock in the morning, are you Yotze according to the Chumash? I would have said, D'Oraisa, yes, but Rabbanu, you broke the Siyag. Says Talmid Rabbeinu, no. The whole thing implodes. Chumash set parameters, they sent bookends. When you Yotze the Mitzvah Shema, you don't listen, the whole thing implodes. And at the D'Oraisa level, the Meilas of the Michos Alos, it's not the chapter Rashi gives later. This is the pshat by Rashi, by us. You did bittul. But the chumash and tashbish is not enough to burn it. You have to seek it out and find it. And if you don't listen, tashbish will implode, and therefore you won't be able to anything. This is the chiddush that he wants to suggest in Rashi. Damir, go ahead.
What about the
things
that
are
praying when you hold Shabbos?
We're assuming that there's no split, but there is a line. What does the Ron say in Sukkah? If you sit in a Sukkah where your table extends all the way to your house and you sit in the Sukkah, are you Yotze? They Shami says they're not Yotze because there's a Xer of what? Shema Yimshach Adam Akar Shulchan Yon of eating in your house. But let's say you didn't do it. So Tosus writes in Sukkah that Yom Yom Rav Yom 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 The great Prima Gadim is introduction, Orachai, quotes the Tosin Sukkah Gimel Marah. That says when you make a Xayra, it impacts it on a derisive level. But Daniel, you point out astutely, the Ron doesn't buy that. When the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Chachetz Arach, Lukiyanta, Mitzvah Sukkah, Yavecha, it means Kitikunah Shal Chachamim. But on a derisive level, Daniel, are you Yotze? Yes. Rabbi Kiveger agrees with that rock, that we make a split. He doesn't buy our mahal. Then you make a split and say you're Yoitzim and Rashi broke with the Rabbanim. But the Rosh, the Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, place in Sukkah, and our Rashi and Sukkah and Davezim and our hold of this mahal. And therefore the Rabbanim's directive can impact on a Mitzvah Rashi to the degree you won't be Yoitzim anything on a Yoitzim Allah. This is the Chiddush of the Minchas Olasim. Fascinating Chiddush, no? Oh. With this in mind, he explains another Rashi. Did not photocopy it for you, but you please look, you look it up. The Gemara has in Pesachim later on that test, the following case, on Testament base. The Gemara writes the following. Tisha Siborin Shel Matzah Ve'echad Shel Chometz. You have nine packages of matzahs and one package of chometz. Ve'os Achbar, comes our friendly mouse, the shokel, and takes one of the boxes. The lo yad binin y matzah shokli chometz shokel. We don't know if he took matzah or chometz. We didn't know. We didn't know which was what is in what. Gemara says, "Haynu tisha chanuyos." This is the case of tisha chanuyos. Haynu sefer this nan tisha chanuyos kula melchun boshes shchut lachem melchus boshes nevelu lachem matzah meleni yodim esmei lachach sveiko aser. What's the din? The Gemara compares this to a case of kavua. There's a din called kol kavua, Yosef, kemechsa amechsa domi. Kemechsa amechsa domi. You have 10 plaza, you have 10 butcher stops, butcher shops on a plaza of stores. 9 are kosher, 1 is not. You bought a piece of meat from one of those 10 stores in that plaza, and you go home and you don't remember where you bought it from. Usually you go bus a row. 9 are kosher, 1 is not. Go bus a row. Gemara says no. The latest on Suffolk was in a makom kavua, an established place. Kol kavua kemechsa amechsa domi. It's like 50-50 and you must be machmer. If you found a piece of meat in the street, then we say the following phrase, kol de parish, meruva parish. Since it was separated from its origin, the meat, from the plaza of butcher shops, and it was found in the street, we said it was separated from its robe. The robe is kosher. Kol de parish, meruva parish. Okay? However, in the first case, I bought the meat, went home, I forgot where I bought it from. Kol kavua mechsa mechsa dami. So the Gemara says, Kiva, that the case of the mouse with the 9 boxes of matzah, one of chametz, is like the din of kavua, and just like you have to be machmer by kavua, you have to throw that piece of meat out, right? Or give it to a goy. You have to be machmer by this shayla as well. Machmer what? The Gemara doesn't say what. What do you have to do again? What do you have to do? The Gemara doesn't say what do you have to be machmer about. The Gemara compares the mouse case to the case of kavua with the butcher shops. Says Rashi, Dibra Maskel, the Asa Achbar, the shuckle, the nichnas, the bias, the fanani. We saw the mouse go in. He's a courageous mouse. Usually they run from people, but he was courageous. The little yadinin, maybe he was ill. Usually they're ill, and then they're not. Then they're not scared. The little yadinin, he chomet shuckle. He didn't know. We don't know if he took chomets. Came in the chazinin, tzrichen out of lifto, odim a matzah shuckle. What's the shaila? Bedinke. I have to do a new bedinke. Rashi says. Come on, does it say with issues? You have to do a new bedinke. Just like we're machmir by the butcher shop case with the meat, kol kavua kemechsa amechsa domi, we're machmir, you got to do a new bedik. Says Taisvis, Dibra maska hanin tisha chanuyos, lefi mashe pirish akotris lini bedik, lo nihi rilari. Taisvis says it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Someone tell me, why is it wrong? David, the institution of kavua, is it in the Yeraisa or in the Ravana? Kavua is based on a pasuk in Chumash. Gemara Tzumas Ted Vayu Rav is a din v'yiraisa. What is bedikah? The Rabbana or v'yiraisa? Pasuk Pshat. The Rabbana. Why on earth is the Gemara comparing an institution that is the Rabbana and bedikah Adam to Kavua, which is a Rav, a v'yiraisa concept? What's the famous din by a Suffolk and a din the Rabbana? What's the cloud? Lekula. What's the din and a Suffolk v'yiraisa? Lekula. What's the Gemara comparing the two for?
Lo mihira l'ri. Dehechi maisi raya mitisha chamiyos dan esveke di raisa. Vazlinu l'chumah. Docha esveke di rabonim hu kedarmi ni besomuch. It's apples and oranges. It's more than apples and oranges. It's the din is wrong. So vikti raisa l'chumah said to rabonim l'kulu. How on earth do you read the Gemara? What the Rashi? Because of that, Mati, Tosa says that was not the issue in the Gemara. Skip me a few lines in the Tosas. Benir Lari, Dilinin Shehavi Akbar, Lamas and Imsa Kaboy Sharli Achilo Law, Ilav. Can you eat those boxes, Ari? Can you eat those boxes? That's the Shiloh hand. Can you partake of those nine boxes that are left? It's too hard, you can't discern whether they're Chometz or Matzah. Maybe they were 19 minutes or 17 minutes baked, you don't know. So the issue of eating chametz on Pesach, Aaron, is that the Arisa or the Rabbana? The issue of eating chametz on Pesach, is that an issue of the Arisa or the Rabbana? The Arisa. So the Gemara reads beautifully. The Gemara now compares the Shiloh of whether you can eat these things, which is the Arisa issue, with what? With the din of Kabula, with the butcher shop, with the plaza of stores, which is in fact a what? A legitimate din of the Arisa. The Gemara reads beautifully now. No? The Gemara reads beautifully. The Gemara compares an issue to Yerisa of eating chametz of Pesach to what? To the butcher shop case, which is in fact in Yerisa as well. Gemara, it's beautifully, beautifully neat. Smooth. You got it, Ari? Kabu's a posik. It's based on a posik in Chumash. The Kam Bo'orablo. It's Gemara Ksuvah's Ted Bava Brav. Quotes a posik. Shedemar, the Kam Bo'orablo. Okay? You throw a rock, the Gemara has a case. You throw a boulder in the group of 10 people. And the Gemara says, nine of the people are what? Are Jewish, and one is not Jewish. So the Pesach says, he's suffering the first rock, but he's not executed for throwing the boulder, even though he killed someone. Because we're making, because we say, Kol Kavu Kamecha Metzadam. And the Gemara quotes the Pesach, Shenema Vekamba Aravlo. So it's expanded to the case of the butcher shop case. Okay? So now it reads beautifully, the Gemara, according to the Tosfos. How are you going to say Rashi, Avi? No, plug it in for me. What does the Minchas Olah Hazor say, Pshat in Rashi? Go ahead. No? Someone else? Jeremy, go ahead. That since what? Bidikas Chometz is what? Is a rabbinic directive. But it's set in as what? Tagged on. Locked in. Is it the definition of what that Tashbisu? Will it have impact on the U.S. level? Yes or no? You better believe it will. And therefore, don't tell me that Bidikas Chometz is solely a rabbinic institution. It has enough to mean even out of the U.S. level. And therefore, when the Gemara compares it to Kavua, it makes a beautiful amount of sense. And therefore, just like by Kavua, Sefik Dereis L'Chumra, so too by Bidika, Sefik, in a sense, the Rabban Dereis L'Chumra, because it has impact on a level what? Level media Raisa. That is the Kiddush of the Mikos Olos. Beautiful pshat. How you want to explain Rashi here on that base, and on that testament base. Well, we should also note, it's interesting when you view the Isser, the essay of Tashbisu, Mitzkosinuk has a fascinating suffix. When you discuss the Mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu, is Mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu a Mitzvah's Chiyuvis or a Chiyuvis? The way he formulates it is very beautiful. Is the Mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu like Tfillin or like Sitzis? Tfillin, we are obligated every day of our lives, with the exception of Shabbos and Yotif, some on Kolomoy, depending what sheet you hold, like it's Machab Ramah, Kavar Megon against the Ramah. But we know that Tfillin is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Sitzes is the Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Meaning, if I wear a four-corner garment, I'm obligated to wear Sitzes. Now Hashem gets angry at us, the Gemara writes in the office. We don't put ourselves in that obligation to wear a four-corner garment. We definitely should. But you only have the obligation of tzitzis if you're wearing a four-corner garment. That's right, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's where Moshe writes in the Chumash, living in Eretz Yisrael is like a mitzvah kiyumis of tzitzis. If you're living there, you get a mitzvah. But are we obligated to pack our bags today and make aliyah? He says, no, that's where Moshe shita. The Rabban seems to say not that way. The Rabban seems to say that you should wear Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah kiyumis. You are obligated to pack your bags today and make aliyah. Where Moshe held, the mitzvah of Yishuvah is like the mitzvah of tzitzis. That is a mitzvah kiyumis. In fact, the Rabban quotes that famous Sifri. All mitzvahs we do, what seal of tzionin, right? All mitzvahs we do in chutzlars are just practice, so that we'll do them properly in Eretz Yisrael. Amazing kiddush of that Sifri, and the Rabbi has in many places, I'll tell you, where he develops that theme that the mitzvah Yishuv Arts is a mitzvah Yudas. Right? That We mentioned it a few weeks ago, didn't we, that Hashem would appoint what? If a God in Eretz Yisrael, he himself has no sorrow over Eretz Yisrael. He himself oversees. He oversees everything, but it's stepped up a level when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. All the other lands have a sorrow. Hashem appoints a malach. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem the photo of Atzma. That's why I remember we said, if you're Shomer Shabbos, you're still going to live in Eretz Yisrael. What's the connection? Because if you're Shomer Shabbos, you're showing that Hashem's in control of everything, so Hashem will put you in a land where you feel that concept. Remember we said that a few weeks ago? On Thursday, for Parsha, we said that. Oh. Nonetheless, he has the following Shiloh of Mitzvah. What is Tashbisim? Mitzvah or Mitzvah? Am I not Kiyumis? Let's say you have no chametz. You have no bread, you have nothing when it comes to Erev Pesach. If it's a mitzchiyuvis, you better go to the store and buy some bread so you can burn it. Or no. If I have it around, I have to burn it. If I don't have anything around, I have no mitzvah. It's a mitzchiyuvis. So he has an interesting suffix there, how we deal with the din of tashbisu. Okay? Is it considered to be what? Is it considered to be a mitzchiyuvis or mitzchiyuvis? I want you to get that down as well. And we should know also the balamor. There's a balamor. 1 second, Eitan. In Pesachim, where the Balamor writes that there's a mitzvah to eat it. Tashbisu is eating it. Right? That's why during this time period, the Rosh says you can fulfill Tashbisu all 30 days before Pesach, he writes. You're taking a trip, you're getting rid of the chametz, it's fulfilling Tashbisu. Anytime 30 days before Pesach, you fulfill the mitzvah testing of Tashbisu, the Rosh writes. Right, that's why if you put together that Rosh with the Balamor, that's why everyone gets a little bit heavier. You eat up all the Shalom Chomis, special mitzvah. Or in some other way, you eat up Chomis, special mitzvah. Mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's why I gain a lot of weight before what? I gain a lot of weight in general, but before Pesach, much more, because the sheet of the Balamor is Tashbisu can be fulfilled through eating. And therefore, that's the case, can be fulfilled through eating. And therefore, you also have a different shot. So if you think about it just today, what we saw regarding Tashbisu is fascinating. Right? According to Rebuta, it's burning. According to Chum, it's crumbling it up to the wind or throwing it to the sea. Rebuta is a din in the Chepsa. Chum is a din in the Gavra. There's a passive element of Tashbisu, which is through what? Machshava, Bittel. Then there's the what? The Balamor sheet that is what? You fulfill it through eating. The notion of Tashbisu is fulfilled through eating. And then we have the whole model that we have today, that there's a new tag definition in Tashbisu that what? Not just burn it, but you have to seek it out and find it. And then we had a whole discussion about what? Chametz Yadua, Chametz Yadua. Well, Machlis Yubidu Chametz by Chametz Yadua, and Rashi and Rabbah finishes by what? Is by Chametz Yadua. According to Tosis, Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Because what is Bittul? Hefker, it's not based on a pasuk of Tashbisu. According to Tashbisu, it's a whole totally new din. Bittul mitam hefker. Okay. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead. Now I'll do one more nakuda, and then we'll stop. Go ahead.
But
he doesn't say that. He says to ensure there won't be a buckle of a tongue. I hear what you're saying, but he says simply to make sure there's no bracha of a tala. But it would seem to fit in well. Maybe he says you have to try to find it, so you create that scenario. He seems to say there was more of a concern about the bracha. Okay? We should know based on this, please get it, that the only time you recite a bracha on the Nikas Chavetz is when? The night of Erev Pesach. If you are going to leave your home or leave the dorm, the night before you leave, that's when you should do bedikah. But if it's not lel yudalid, it's not lel abasa, you do not recite a bracha. Do not. So let's say you're going to leave the dorm, let's say it's Wednesday night, that is correct? So you're going to leave the dorm Monday morning. So Sunday night, you should do bedikah's chametz, but leave bracha. If you're going to leave Monday morning, Ari, you leave Sunday night, you must do bedikah. Okay? We said Wednesday night's the first Seder, right? So if you leave Monday morning from the dorm, you got to do your B'dikas Chavetz on Sunday night. Believe bracha, because not Lel Arbasa. Believe bracha. Obviously, you cannot use a candle. And Ramosh Yeretz and Yeshuvah is a flashlight. It's just as good as a candle, maybe even better. So therefore, you use a flashlight, you do it at night, believe bracha. But at the end of the B'dika, you'll say a Koch Amira. You have to say a Koch Amira. On that Sunday night, you'll have to say a Koch Amira. The night version of the Koch Amira. Very important. We have to do that. Now, if you go to a hotel with your family for Pesach, let's say you arrive there on Leil HaBosor. So you have your room on Leil HaBosor. Do you need to do Bdikas Chametz? Of course you need to do Bdikas Chametz. The shaila is in the poskim, though, do you recite a bracha? Because it is Leil HaBosor. So some poskim say, yes, you're renting that room, why not? You are renting that room, why not? Other poskim say, we should assume like this, Sofek Brachas Lahakol. They say, no. Why? Because the owner of the hotel can move you around to different rooms. And therefore, you per se are renting a place in that hotel, but not specifically that room. So since you can move you around throughout the place of the different rooms, we have to require Bedika in the room where you're at now, but not to say a bracha, because it's basically an inhibited type of skiris, not as powerful as regular skiris. And therefore, we would not say a bracha. We would assume that those poskim that would say not to say a bracha. Moreover, we should note the following, and that is that if you don't own your house, or you don't own your apartment, or you don't own your room, on Leil HaBosor, then there is no requirement to do bedikin. And that's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, that if you sell your home or your apartment on Yud Gimel, on Shlosh Asar of Nissan, on Yud Gimel, Shlosh Asar of Nissan, that when your dowel comes in, it's not yours, you don't have to do bedikin at all. Many, many people do this. People that travel in, say, Florida or Israel, they don't want to have to clean anything. So what do? They sell their homes before Yudal begins. They sell it on Yudal. It's not theirs. Therefore, the requirement of the Chumim imposed that to do B'dikas Chumim does not set in on them at all. The Rav Moshe recommends not to do it because it's kind of like a haram or trying to get out of doing a mitzvah. But the truth is, sometimes it's very, very difficult to do that. And therefore, if you're not going to be at home at all, to clean up your own home might be difficult. You're not going to be at home in it anyway. So therefore, many people rely on that, but the Mechira must be done on your Gimel to get you out of doing a Bedika at all. Very, very critical. And therefore, you don't have to do a Bedika at all. And therefore, we should note, as you said in Adam, called Makum Shem Makhnisim Mohammed, ain't Shrach Bedika. But Makum Shem Makhnisim Mohammed, your car, everything requires Bedika. And that's considered a perfunctory act that should take 3 minutes. The bedikas comes actually to clean your house days before, but the bedikas should take an hour or 2 hours. Shouldn't take 3 minutes. And then Mr. Brewer comments that you're not allowed to speak whoever said the bracha until he begins the bedikas. If he needs to speak the tzarek bedikas, then he's allowed to speak. You should minimize it, of course, right? But the tzarek bedikas, you're allowed to preferably shouldn't talk at all. But you're not allowed to speak between the bracha and the bedikas has started. That would serve as a hefsek, no matter what. So therefore, we have to be very cognizant, help our parents out, to make sure we do the bedikah properly, and it is done in a very serious mode. Let's close with the following thing, and that is the machlekes machaber amar, do you have to stop learning? Let's say you have a seder. Ideally, you should do bedikas chametz at the beginning of seisa kochavim. Not shkia, seisa kochavim, at the beginning. Let's say you have a seder and you're learning. You shouldn't have had it, but otherwise you can do it. But let's say you have a Seder to learn, so you have to stop your Seder and do the Bedikah as soon as possible. This is a Machlokes Machaber Amar in the Shulchan Aruch. And preferably it seems that you should stop, it seems. But Lamaisa, we should not. We should be very cognizant to make sure that we do the Bedikas Chometz in a very proper fashion. So there's a lot more we have to see about Pesach, but this is the Rav want to send Bedikas Chometz. Everyone have a good day. Tomorrow we'll start Shetinu Chazorah, and maybe more of us Pesach, okay? And Thursday we'll be in the beginning. Okay, everyone have a good day. Story is that Luke? Yeah. Go ahead, everyone. How do you guys all come on time? Go ahead. Right. See, I forgot to mention that point. That might have been the motivating factor, but in other words, he was talking about it, but see what he says here. Yeah, read out what he says. Read out what he says. That's even for the Rashi, what does Rashi do with the Gemara? So Rashi will say that's the motivating factor. But once it was instituted, it becomes tagged on with a visa. So Rashi will say, okay, that's the motivating factor on someone instituted. You're going to come to Yisrael. That must be the second reason as well. Only people money in the Sifiku. That's the reason on its own, though.
That's just the reason by itself.
The second reason, though, is because of Bayerom and Motze. You know what I'm saying? That's just an Isra Achilah, it's an Isra possession. Since the Chumim, since the Torah was so nervous about it, you know what I mean? So that he's just saying, Chilah, this is a Gavara, who ate the Bible, and we should walk in the midst of the Midland. You might come to eat it, you're right, but kind of like a combination. Seems like it wasn't enough to call the Gemara, it would not have been enough. If it wasn't for calling the Gemara, calling the Rosh Tiku, it wouldn't have been enough. Have a good day, good day, good to see you. You're over the top. So it wouldn't have been enough, it seems, you know what I mean? So the Torah answered by your own by
what's it? Here's just that, here's a combination.
Right, in other words, if it was, this would not have been alone enough. There must have been. That is correct. That's why he says, Tam Akron. He says, you know, if you were Tam Akron, you see how there's a different reason. He says, it applies to Kumit Bukshi, even though there's no by your own by what's it. That might be also because of what you said, because there's still an issue to eat from Kumit Bukshi. But I'm saying the model that Chometz was extended to domain possession gave us a model that we should also do after something. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And even if you dig me up a category that has no by wrong, once they like motion, still was enough of a model for us to institute it. And that your point is well taken, because even if there's no by wrong, the specific comments like no shit, still gonna be a requirement because of like a low flu or because of what you said, still you might need it. Okay? Very good. Yeah.
Why can't you say that Tashbitu is not Tashbitu?
It's a good thought, you're right, but the Torah doesn't say that.
It seems like Jibitzel is just for violence.
Thank you very much. Yes. You're right. Yeah, the Torah just says do it. The Torah doesn't say why. Okay? Yes, good to see you. Yeah, go ahead.
So we explained the Mitzvah Allah that explains Rashi says Bedik is for Bayerab, so you're not over Bayerab, I must say.
Correct.
I'm explaining because Bedik is really for Tashbitu. And so Tashbitu is like you're the last week last year. So that just means that you don't have the Nitu, right? But you still have a lot of Bayerab, you just don't have the Nitu to take away the Malchus.
It's more than that, the whole Israel. Whole Israel. You're never going to be chayav Malchus, no?
But if you're never, could it be that you're not chayav Malchus because you don't have a lot of Nitzak Lasse, but you still have a lot, you're still over this.
I hear you. You're saying that it just gets you rid of the Malchus.
But it doesn't, yeah.
But you still should be over the Israel, you mean?
Yeah, if you don't do Bedika,
what's going to happen?
If you don't do Bedika, so then you don't have your Tashbitu, so now you don't have your lot of Nitzak Lasse, so you should. So
you should be over by Rabbi Motzah.
No, but even when you do Bedika,
yeah.
So then, okay, so now you could do proper Tashbitu.
No.
So now you have proper Tashbitu, so when you find Chametz, you could have a Lavani Tekalase, and Tashbitu could, and so you wouldn't have Malchus. But you're still over by Rabbi Motzah, aren't you?
If you did Bedika with Bittel? If you didn't do Bedika,
maybe Bittel doesn't matter. Rashi says Bedika gets rid. Bedika, if you do Bedika, lo yavor ba'yirah ba'yimase. And I'm saying, according to the Michal Zalazar, it seems like if you did Bedika, there still is an Isra. You're still over ba'yirah ba'yimase. You just don't have to do. Don't have Malchus from it. You just because you have a lav mitzvah gas.
Right, but he's saying more than that. He's saying that they're
it's not even, how is it, how? How are you saying that?
You're not even connected. You're asking, why should that be?
Whether or not you're Yavor and Balayr Bali Matse.
Right.
It seems that the Dika could get rid of Malchus.
I hear you. Take away I hear you. Very good. Let me think about it. Very good. I hear you. Very good, Google. Let me think about it. I hear what you're asking. Very good, Kasha. He's making a jump. He's making assumptions.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Yeah, go ahead. I got to go to the car.
Yeah,
what's
going on? I had an issue. I know it was on Thursday.
Yeah.
And never or
yeah.
Well, but I'm not really good at this.
Yeah. What do you got?
I have a portfolio, I mean, my finance concern on Wednesday.